Happy Monday.
First, the Vikings loss, and I would say this is rubbing salt into the wound. It's the Laurie and Julia Show, My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Snow is going to continue into tonight. Good Lord, that's all we can say. Laurie and Julia, they have had quite the day today, quite the travel day. As a matter of fact, Laurie is on the line with us. Are you checking in? Laurie, are you and Julia still in Fargo?
We're in Fargo. Mm-hmm. We're sitting on the plane.
Okay.
And we almost, like, we came this close to landing and the airport closed. And, yeah, so here we are.
So here you are.
Our Daniel Green needs help. We have so much to tell everybody about the SAG Awards, and we're just, like, bummed we're not there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You'll have that opportunity tomorrow. We'll just hand it over to you.
Well, I know. Yeah. But we always, you know, B. Arthur makes us take the first flight out,
yes,
which is, like, a 6:30 a.m. flight, so we don't, you know, miss the show. And we got up at 3:45, and 99% of the time, if you take the first flight out of the day, you'll have no problems. But there was weather somewhere, so the crew timed out. Anyway, the plane was late getting to LAX, which is the whole team in action. But we had a dazzling time, kids.
Oh, my goodness. We were following you along in your bedtime chats on Instagram, little behind-the-scenes things. And also, you know, if you can follow along, actually, Laurie and Julia's social media, if you go to the hashtag LoJSagAwards. So where were you guys last night? I was trying to figure out where you were taking pictures from, because it looks like you were backstage somewhere.
We were backstage because, you know, we didn't get on the red carpet. They tried something new on the red carpet this year. They actually had less media, and they add more options for people to be, because there are some outlets who don't want to be on the red carpet. They just want to get the speeches, the photos, the videos, and that kind of thing. So we want to be on the red carpet, and hopefully we'll get that. So there's a camera as people were getting out of their car, and I was just taking pictures of the screen because everybody's air kissing, everybody's adjusting Spanx lipstick and wishing they had their sunglasses.
Right.
Okay. It was really a bright sunny day.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. So just, you know, we're going to get into more detail about your experiences at the SAG Awards tomorrow, but can you give us... Let's just get to the fashion. Who do you think was the best dressed last night? Because you saw these people in person, and I assume that maybe some people photographed better than they actually looked.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know who looked really amazing in person, and it was a complete surprise. They did not plan it. The This Is Us ladies in that cobalt blue.
That wasn't planned.
That was not planned.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at Mandy Moore right now. Wow, that is a beautiful color.
Oh, and they were giddy and delightful, and we couldn't have been more happy that the warm, comfortable, wonderful show This Is Us won and not Handmaid's Tale. You know, we just really wanted This Is Us to win. It's such a great show. And they, Sterling K. Brown says, we were all ready to politely clap for whoever was going to win. They did not think they were going to win at all. They couldn't have been more shocked.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So we love those blue dresses. And Nicole Kidman, the first one, and that brown sequin, I'm not sure, I can't remember who made it.
It's Armani Privé.
Oh, it was beautiful. And she was fighting the flu.
Oh, wow, so fantastic.
Hands down, worst dress.
Yes.
Kate Hudson.
Oh, what Kate was Hudson. Going on with Kate Hudson?
And the start, when she and Goldie got out of the car, there's Goldie Hawn in that beautiful blue Monique Lhuillier. And I thought, I didn't even recognize her. That was just dreadful.
So if you
have Little House on the Prairie,
it's Victorian ruffles with hearts.
Oh.
And a lace-up neck. Oh, my goodness.
It's very close to
a prom
dress.
Yeah, I don't even know. So, in addition...
And then Margot Robbie and Halle Berry, their dresses were astonishing. And I really, really, really wanted to see Brie Larson, that Gucci, because it was a lot of sparkle.
Yeah, a lot of sparkle.
It was a very sparkly night.
And a lot of florals, a lot of feathers, a lot of embellishment.
Pink.
Yeah. So, and then also, in addition to going to the SAG Awards, I can't wait to hear the story from you, Lori, about how you met Mickey Rourke at 2:30 in the morning at the Troubadour on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, there's a story there.
There is a story there, and I can't wait to hear about it.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, we really, it was, and then our highlight on Friday night was meeting Donna Mills. You know, people are 80s TV fans. Donna Mills was everything.
Oh, gosh,
and I'm just like, where did you go? We missed you. We've missed you. She was lovely.
Oh, fantastic.
Wonderful. Polo Lounge.
All right. Well, Lori. Right.
You guys get home safe.
Get home safe.
Yeah, we're still sitting here.
Yeah,
we're sitting here too. I think everybody is sitting here too in the traffic.
Has the plane run out of food?
Oh, we're having Chex Mix done. It's fantastic.
Okay.
They packed their snacks.
I know people are with the traffic today, and it just looks like it's a gridlock.
But
we do need our wonderful Daniel Green is our Mr. Manuary, and he needs some votes in Hunter. We just could use some help from our people.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
And also today, Lori, we're going to talk to Jack Reibel because he's up for voting tomorrow.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. But keep pushing our guys.
We'll do.
We can't lose just because we're gone. Not on day one.
All right, Lori.
We got too many stories.
Take care now.
Bye, Lori. Bye-bye. All right, that was Lori speaking to us live from Fargo, North Dakota on the tarmac of the Fargo International Airport because her and Julia, they are stuck there, obviously. I think that as of right now, two runways are open at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, but two are also closed, so it's causing a lot of traffic flight delays.
I was talking to somebody in our traffic office, and she said that she was dog-sitting for a friend of hers. And who was supposed to be back yesterday or something, and that they couldn't get out of Chicago because of fog.
Yeah.
So now, and I couldn't figure this out, they're going to send them from Chicago to Atlanta, then back up to Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. Well, they must be.
Well,
that is a long trip. My parents were going to be coming back from Vegas today, but they rerouted their flight. So they got back at midnight last night, and they're like, you need to go home, you need to do whatever. But, anyways. If you're out on the road today, we're here to keep you company. That would be on the Lori and Julia show. It's me, Holly. It's Donnie. We're holding down the fort. And when we get back, we're going to talk about stuff. That stuff, I'm not sure what yet, but maybe we could talk about, maybe we'll do some more SAG Awards. We can listen to some of the highlights from last night's award ceremony. When we come back here on Lori and Julia. We're talking everything SAG Awards here on the Lori and Julia show at MyTalk 107.1. Everything entertainment. We're streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Lori and Julia, well, they're on a plane on a tarmac in Fargo.
Fargo.
I'm Holly. I'm here with Donnie Love. We're holding down the fort. They're coming back from their annual SAG Awards venture out in Los Angeles. But of course, if you've looked outside recently, you understand that there's a blizzard going on. So their flight was rerouted, redirected back to North Dakota. And now they're making their way back to Minneapolis. We can only assume at this point.
Eventually.
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 At some time. At some point, they'll be back.
Holly and I will, and we know that traffic is pretty nasty. If you are in your cars listening to us, we appreciate that. We will do our best to keep you entertained as you crawl along your way home. Headlights on, please.
Oh, man. Donnie, I got an angry call from a woman at noon today.
Did you?
And she said that she got hit by a car that didn't have their headlights on, and she did a 360 on the street. So I just want to remind everyone
that. I don't understand that, Holly. I honestly don't. I was driving in today. I'd been called in for a jury duty. I wasn't selected. So it was like, okay, you people are free to go.
Yay!
See
bye.
You later. And I'm driving in and the number of cars I could count without their headlights on was quite astounding.
Well, and
I don't understand why.
Also, pro tip, if somebody flashes their lights at you, 99% of the time, it means that you don't have your lights on.
Right. Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong. Just turn on those lights and be safe. And while you're driving home and you're stuck in gridlock, we're going to go over last night's SAG Awards, the 2018 SAG Awards. They happened last night. And some highlights from last night, well, included old Morgan Freeman calling out someone and hushing them while he was accepting his award on stage.
Here we go.
These moments in your life, hey, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Hey. Okay, well, you just stand out for me, that's all.
These moments and ones.
Oh, so awkward.
So we don't, I didn't get to see it where everybody's watching the Vikings. Well, I don't know about you, but so I don't know to whom he was speaking.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know who he was calling out.
We don't know who Morgan Freeman was addressing in the audience who was talking during his acceptance speech. We can only explain that maybe we have solved the mystery. We have solved the mystery
of
who Morgan Freeman was calling out. Well, according to People.com, it was Lily Tomlin.
Was she on her? She couldn't have been on her phone.
He said backstage, it was Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin, maybe a little chatterbox.
And he said, I've always loved her, but apparently she was being a chatterbox, according to People.com. But I don't, it was just really, really awkward. All right. We don't need to listen to necessarily, well, should we listen to his...
Calls out the Gender Pacific SAG Award statuette.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll listen to Morgan Freeman calling out.
Here we go. And again, he received the Lifetime Achievement Award last night.
He did.
These moments in one's life usually will call for an entire litany of thank yous. I can't do that because I don't know all of your names. So I won't try. I do, however, want to thank SAG-AFTRA for this enormous honor. And a little shout out to my brood, all of whom who came here from the Southeast Coast, my kids, and a few other people, my business partner, my life partner,
Rita,
and all of you. This is beyond honor. This is a place in history. Oh, and one more thing. I wasn't gonna do this. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with this statue. It works from the back. From the front, it's gender specific. Maybe I started something.
Morgan Freeman accepting the Lifetime Achievement Award at SAG.
Can you bring up the statuette real quickly?
Bring up the actor? Isn't that what they call the SAG actor?
No, but actor doesn't refer to male or female, because at the beginning of the SAG Awards, when they go to the tables and people tell their stories, the females, the women don't refer to themselves as actresses. They say, my name is and I'm an actor.
Yeah.
They don't use the word actress during the introductions. The statue is not anatomically correct. On the front side, is it?
No. Statue has a little. Well, it has a little Ken doll going on with it, so it's not like it's actually anatomically correct. But it is an actor. It is. You would assume that it was male because it looks like it's male. He has pectoral muscles and abs and a little mound Ken doll situation going on there. But I totally see his point that if we're going, you know, the SAG Awards are more honed in on, you know, don't they say female actor or male actor?
Yeah,
or that's how they present their awards. So I totally think that he's right on the money with
maybe
that.
Something gender neutral as they do with the Tony Awards.
Yeah, or a Grammy. It's a record. It doesn't have to be a human being.
It could be a film camera or something like that.
We're not in the SAG Awards.
Do we want to hear from Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
Winning her first SAG after 10 nominations.
Yeah, let's listen to Nicole Kidman winning a SAG Award for her performance in Big Little Lies last night. And this was the first time after 10 nominations that she had received a SAG Award.
Yikes, I'm crying. Means a lot to me. I've been working since I was 14 years old. Thank you, SAG-AFTRA. To receive this at this stage in my life is extraordinary. And at this time in the industry when these things are going on and for this role. I would like to acknowledge the other actresses in this category. Reese Witherspoon, Laura Dern, Susan Sarandon, and Jessica Lange. I revere you. I've watched you. And I've learned from you. And there's others. Meryl Streep, Jane Fonda, Judy Davis, Isabelle Huppert, Shirley MacLaine, Judy Dench. The list is so long, and I would love to say so many more names, but I can't right now. But I want to thank you all for your trailblazing performances you've given over your career, and how wonderful it is that our careers today can go beyond 40 years old. Because 20 years ago, we were pretty washed up by this stage in our lives. So that's not the case now. We've proven, and these actresses and so many more are proving, that we are potent and powerful and viable. And to my family, I am nothing without you.
What a blessing, and thank you to all the actors that gave me the chance to say this.
All right, well, there's Nicole Kidman. Nice, yeah, it was a nice speech.
And now for something completely different.
Please, let's segue. What is that?
Frances McDormand.
Oh, I love her, Donnie. Okay. She is just bringing some truth to the red carpet. Let's hear her.
Here's all she won for Best Actress for 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And this is all she had to say.
This is really great, and I thank you. I come out of the woods every few years, and you invite me to the party. But there's a lot of young ones coming up, and they need doorstops, too. Let's think about that. Bye.
That's yes! Drop the mic. That was it from Frances McDormand, winning for 3 Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. So, lots of things happening at the SAGs, and, you know, I think that we're seeing some trends here. Which are Frances McDormand, for one. Watch out for her at least being nominated for an Oscar for 3 Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, and it seems like everybody is liking her performance in that movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Donnie?
I have not seen it. Okay. No. But I think a lot of the nominees for the Screen Actors Guild, we're going to see many, many of the same in the Oscars.
Ooh, it's so exciting.
I don't think we're going to see any left field choices when the Oscar nominations come out.
No, I think it's going to be very, very predictable. All right, well, that was the SAG Awards from last night. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about them later on in the show. But when we come back, I think we got to sink our teeth into this Megyn Kelly situation that happened on her show. Show this morning. She is not having it with Jane Fonda, but are we having it with Megyn Kelly? We'll talk about it when we come back.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Hey, Stella!
Entertainment.
Megyn Kelly does really not like Jane Fonda, and I think vice versa. We're going to talk
pretty sure about that.
We're going to talk about their growing feud here on the Lori and Julia Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. We're streaming live, doing everything entertainment at MyTalk107.1.com. Hey, guess what? Lori and Julia are on a tarmac in Fargo, North Dakota, coming back from the SAG Awards. So I'm Holly, and I'm joined by Donnie in studio. We're going to get you through your afternoon ride home.
Yep.
They'll be back tomorrow. But in the meantime, just want to update you on some of the travel conditions that are happening outside right now. If you've noticed, it's snowing a little bit.
A little.
Just a little bit. Latest road conditions. If you're in the southern half of Minnesota, just do not drive at all. And also, I want to tell you, you can check 511mn.org for road conditions. I'm looking at the Twin Cities right now, and it's just basically a bunch of hot pink exclamation points.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hot pink exclamation points. So I really want everyone to be safe. Also, to remind everyone to turn on your darn lights when you're driving.
Another thing that sometimes, I know we have side mirrors, which, you know, gives you a pretty good view, but I think it's also smart to brush off your back window.
Oh, yeah. You should brush off your whole car, right?
Yes, but I see a lot of cars where they've brushed off the, you know, obviously the windshield and maybe the side windows, and they haven't touched the rear window. And I think they're relying on their side mirrors to give them everything they want to see.
Yeah, you can't rely on your side mirrors. And then also the snow blowing off of your car gets in the other cars and they're causing problems. Well, anyways, we're going to keep you updated on the weather and the traffic throughout the show. And again, Lori and Julia, they're caught up in all this hot mess. So they'll be back tomorrow to tell you all of their adventures from the SAG Awards, including meeting Donna Mills, meeting Mickey Rourke, and hanging out back in the press room. So we're going to get back to, Oh, boy. All right.
It's one of your favorite people in the whole world, Holly.
Oh, it is one of my favorite people.
One of Lori's, too.
One of Lori and Julia's favorite human beings on the planet is making headlines today, and that would be Megyn Kelly. And I say that sarcastically because I think she is probably one of the least liked people on the Lori and Julia show. So anyways, Megyn Kelly, you know, she's been trying to remake herself in the model of a daytime talk show. She's trying to be really nice and really relatable, but it's just not really working out for her. And I think she's realized that today because she went full old school Megyn Kelly today.
She did.
On one particular person, and that would be Jane Fonda. Now, their beef goes back all the way to when Megyn Kelly debuted on the Today Show back in September. She was doing promotions for her Netflix movie when Megyn Kelly asked Jane Fonda about plastic surgery. Jane Fonda wasn't having any of it and shut it down.
Yeah, she said, are we really going to go there?
Yeah, are we really going to go there?
I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about my Netflix movie.
Right. And to specifically set it up, I don't think that Megyn Kelly mentions this in her little rant, and we'll play that in a second. But I think the reason that Jane Fonda called Megyn Kelly out at the time is that she was also on the couch with Robert Redford.
Right.
Robert Redford, noted elder actor who has probably had his fair share of work done on his face.
We know that.
We know he's had work done.
Yeah,
you've looked at the man's face. Right. You've looked at his face. So I think that in that context, Jane Fonda was like, why, Megyn Kelly, are you calling me out on my plastic surgery when Robert Redford is sitting over here, right, who has probably had multiple facelifts and is probably wearing a rug on his head? I mean, look at the man.
Yes,
so anyways.
Yes. If you're going to ask that question, which shouldn't have been asked, it's irrelevant.
Yes.
Then you have to ask both people.
Yes.
Because what you did as a woman is you asked a sexist question of another woman.
Exactly. So Jane Fonda took Megyn Kelly to task about that in September. Jane Fonda has been kind of joking about the encounter all season long.
And what happened when Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin were on the Today Show last week? They were talking to them about their friendship and the work they've been doing, and Grace and Frankie. And jokingly, either Savannah or Hoda said something about, you know, something about your plastic surgery.
Exactly. So they're joking.
Jokingly.
Jokes,
and then
yucks, whatever.
Jane Fonda went, oh, what is, she said, who are you, Megyn Kelly?
Yeah.
And what was interesting about that clip is you could hear not just Hoda and Savannah laughing, you could hear the entire crew behind the scenes laughing.
Oh, totally. You could hear the yucks off stage. Yeah. So that triggered Megyn Kelly, Donnie. That made Megyn Kelly mad. And she went on her show today and she tried to take Jane Fonda down. This is a little bit of what Megyn Kelly had to say about Jane Fonda today.
Apparently, when she came here, however, again, to promote her film about aging, I was supposed to discern that this subject was suddenly off limits. Look, I gave her the chance to empower other women, young and old, on a subject which she purports to know well, and she rejected it. That's okay. But I have no regrets about that question. Nor am I in the market for a lesson from Jane Fonda on what is and is not appropriate. After all, this is a woman whose name is synonymous with outrage. Look at her treatment of our military during the Vietnam War. Many of our veterans still call her Hanoi Jane, thanks to her radio broadcast, which attempted to shame American troops. She posed on an anti-aircraft gun used to shoot down our American pilots. She called our POWs hypocrites and liars and referred to their torture as understandable. Even she had to apologize years later for that gun picture, but not for the rest of it. By the way, she still says she is not proud of America. So the moral indignation is a little much. She put her plastic surgery out there. She said she wanted to discuss the plight of older women in America. And honestly, she has no business lecturing anyone on what qualifies as offensive.
Okay, here we go. You have the floor here.
All right, Megyn Kelly, you're going back to your old ways.
You're not on Fox News anymore.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, Megyn Kelly, you're not on Fox News anymore. And I think that this was a decision to call out Jane Fonda because Megyn Kelly is having a really difficult time in the ratings with her Hour of the Today Show, and we all know it. That show, there is drama. Even last week, I believe that a person left Megyn Kelly today and said that they were bullied by executive producers.
Right.
So any kind of thing that we hear about Megyn Kelly today is in a negative light. And then she has to go and pull out and try to drag Jane Fonda for something she did almost 50 years ago, which she has repeatedly apologized for. She even says that she regrets that whole Hanoi Jane incident. And then Megyn Kelly has to bring that out. Like, if you got to drag somebody with something that happened 50 years ago, you're playing it wrong, Megyn Kelly.
Jane Fonda said, "It hurts me, and I will take it to my grave that I made a huge, huge mistake that made a lot of people think I was against the soldiers."
Yeah.
I wasn't. It wasn't like I was upset. I was stunned. It was so inappropriate.
And she even had those feelings. If you actually research this incident, immediately after it happened, she said that she regretted it. And she said, again, like you just said, Donnie, that this was something that she regrets and she will take that regret with her when she moves on to the other dimension.
Right. So, here's something else I wanted to bring up.
Please.
I have a bone to pick with Megyn Kelly.
Come on. Let's do it.
Jane, talking about empowering women is not talking about them getting plastic surgery.
Yeah.
That doesn't have anything to do with empowering women.
Mm-hmm.
Empowering women was a role for, at the time, 79-year-old Jane Fonda and actresses of her age who are constantly overlooked for roles.
Yep.
It's about that. It's about actresses of her age and her stature getting roles. That is empowering women.
Thank you, Donnie.
Not sitting there asking her about her facelifts and not asking Robert Redford about his facelifts.
And note that Megyn Kelly, when she's talking about this, she completely leaves out the fact that Robert Redford was sitting next to Jane Fonda.
Right.
And that's the reason that, probably one of the big reasons that Jane Fonda shot down that line of questioning. If you're going to be asking about my face, you better be sure to ask about my male co-star's face, because you know he's doing the same exact thing.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. So
couldn't agree with
we
you more.
Are.
There isn't any comparison here between the huge mistake. Yes, it was a mistake.
Yeah,
it was a mistake.
Course, yes.
She should have. Jane Fonda should have never done that.
And she owns up to her mistake.
You're trying to make yourself right in this situation instead of just letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a bad question. It was a bad interview. She can't just, you know, instead of coming and say, yeah, okay, maybe I should have asked Robert Redford. It wasn't fair to only ask Jane Fonda. That's not what she wanted to talk about. And I'm sure before the interview, when they do the pre-interview, I am willing to bet that Jane Fonda didn't say, oh, yeah, it's okay to ask me about my plastic surgery. That's not what she was there for.
Right. Right. Yeah. And Megan, well, and then you just, you have that feeling that this was brought up last week, again, like you said, Donnie, that Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda were kind of joking about this with other people of the Today Show, Hoda, Savannah, the crew. They were all laughing. So I think that this was definitely motivated by Megyn Kelly thinking they're all laughing at me.
Because they were laughing at her.
Because they were.
And don't forget, this is on the heels of the fat shaming.
Oh, Donnie, I forgot about that.
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot about that, too.
I don't know who the guest was.
And it was a health expert.
A health expert and the guest, and Megan saying that, you know, when she was in law school, she had her own dietary problems. And she said, you know what? There's nothing wrong with fat shaming. When I was in law school, I asked my stepdad when he saw me heading to the refrigerator to call me or say things like, hey, where are you going, fat ass?
Oh.
And then she had the audacity to say, fat shaming works.
Oh, gosh, Donnie, I totally forgot about that. But you're absolutely right. It's like Megyn Kelly doesn't know how to be a human being, and she's kind of malfunctioning on this show. And
I think tone deaf.
Yes, she's, Donnie.
That's my opinion. This is a show about opinions.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people will call. I'm sure they will. They say you are wrong. No, it is not a question of right or wrong. Opinions are not right or wrong. Opinions are opinions.
Thank you, Donnie.
And in my opinion, this woman is continuing to be tone deaf.
Yeah. Well,
about these things.
When is her contract over, Donnie?
You know, and here she obviously is pandering to her audience.
Oh, my goodness. She is pandering to her base like no other. So, yeah. Megyn Kelly on the Today Show. Yay. All right. When we get back, we're going to have more. Maybe we'll have something a little more lighthearted
That'd be nice.
We've had the opportunity to vent about Megyn Kelly. So, you're going to want to stay tuned. It's Lori and Julia here with Holly and Donnie on MyTalk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. 107.1 Everything Entertainment. We're streaming live and doing Everything Entertainment at mytalk1071.com. Lori and Julia, well, they're somewhere, maybe on a tarmac in Fargo. The reason why is because their plane was rerouted to Fargo, North Dakota as a result of this blizzard that we're experiencing. So they'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm Holly. I'm here with Donnie. We're holding down the fort. And in honor of Lori and Julia being marooned in Fargo, Donnie, I think you have some special accent treats for us.
Oh, this is fun.
This is fun.
From the movie Fargo.
Where oh!
They may have overdone it, but it was still fun. Since it was Minneapolis to L.A. to Fargo, here we go.
Samora?
Yeah?
Officer Olson?
Yeah, righto. Well, so I'm tending bar down there at Eklund and Sweden's last Tuesday, and this little guy's drinking, and he says, so where can a guy find some action? I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, what kind of action? And he says, woman action. What do I look like? And I says, well, what do I look like? I don't arrange that kind of thing. And he says, but I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, yeah, but this ain't that kind of place.
Uh-huh.
He says, oh, so I get it. So you think I'm some kind of jerk for asking, only you don't use the word jerk.
I understand.
Then he calls me a jerk, says, last guy thought he's a jerk is dead now. So I don't say nothing. He says, what do you think about that? And I says, well, that don't sound like too good a deal for him then.
So good.
And we're playing that to celebrate the fact that Lori and Julia
are stuck in Fargo.
They're stuck in Fargo, yeah. North Dakota. They may be on their way. They may not be. I'm not really sure at this point.
Yeah, now we haven't heard from them, so hopefully... Yeah.
That means that they're up in the air.
Hopefully that's what that means. It's an hour and 15... Normally it's about an hour and 15-minute flight.
Right.
You know, but then they got to get their bags and...
They have to do all the
that
things.
Kind of stuff. So at that point, we said, you need to go home.
Yeah, they have to get the things.
You're
and then
tired,
they have to drive.
And
you're tired.
Hungry.
Oh, you're You
both
can't go on the air when you're hangry, Donnie.
No, no.
No, that is Broadcasting 101. So they'll be back tomorrow with all their wonderful, crazy experiences that they had in Los Angeles over the weekend covering the SAG Awards. Some of the highlights include Lori meeting Mickey Rourke at 2:30 in the morning at the Troubadour on the Sunset Strip. I have no idea how that happened, but Lori had enough gumption to take a photo with him. I think they also met Donna Mills. I know that they were hanging out at Pump and at the Abbey in West Hollywood. And of course, last night they covered the SAG Awards. So we'll be hearing all about that from them tomorrow, don't you know? Yeah. Well, in the meantime, that's kind of nice there, isn't it? Yeah, that's kind of nice. Let's talk about James Bond, Donnie.
James Bond, all right.
Yeah, James Bond, Bond bosses. So I'm assuming the Broccoli family endorses a somewhat questionable casting decision to play a younger James Bond, and that would be Harry Styles. Are we in? Are we out? What do we think about this?
So the idea is to... I'm a little confused here. He's 28 years old. Daniel Craig, 49 years old.
Harry's only 23. He's a little baby.
Oh, I thought it would...
Oh, he would be 28 when the movie started.
28 when the movie would be made. This is how far out they plan these things.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, he looked older, but when you look at Sean Connery in Dr. No, he was barely over the age of 30.
Really?
Yeah, he might have been closer to like 34 or so, but he looked a lot older, whereas Harry Styles has very much a young face.
He's a baby face.
So I don't know if I would buy Harry Styles as even the young James Bond.
Well, and he's only been in one movie. The only movie he's been in is Dunkirk, Christopher Nolan's movie from last year. And you saw that movie, Donnie, right?
Yeah, and he acquitted himself very, very well. I thought he did a great job, and I would like to see him do more.
But just not James Bond.
I don't know if he looks like a... I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a James Bond type of character.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, I'd like to see him tackle a more serious role and have a larger part. Yeah, I definitely want to see that because I think he showed something in Dunkirk. But I'd have to say, as a younger 007, I have to say no.
A little sketchy.
It's a little stunt casty for me.
Oh, of course it's stunt casty. Yeah. I mean, all right. So maybe if you don't want Harry Styles, Donnie, in the role of James Bond, Idris Elba, he said... It's time for a black or a female Bond, meaning I really hope that Idris Elba plays James Bond. Now, I would be all for that. And we've been campaigning for Idris Elba to be James Bond on this show for years, I feel like.
Yes, we have. And I think in that statement, Idris Elba said James Bond doesn't have to be this or that or the other thing.
Yeah.
He could be a woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. Do the Doctor Who thing. It's a gender neutral thing. 007, the concept of James Bond doesn't have to be James Bond.
And it doesn't have to be a middle-aged white guy.
Yeah. Well, because we learned that in the Casino Royale, I feel like in Daniel Craig, he was just like the latest guy to be 007.
Right.
And he just happened to be James Bond.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Following my James Bond logic here. I don't want to make anyone mad.
Yeah, because Daniel Craig has already signed on for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. He said he was never going to do another one again. He was basically tired of the role, but they dangled so much money in front of him. It was a ridiculous amount of money. He said, he's going to do one more. And then I think after that, there we'll have to find somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
But even Harry Styles at 28, it's not working for me.
Donnie's not working for
you. Not working for me.
And speaking of movies, something that's also kind of baffling us is the fact that Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle is the top movie at the American box office for the fourth weekend in a row. Now, this movie, I feel like it is getting massive word of mouth because everyone who sees it says, yeah, it's pretty cute. You should go
see it.
Yeah,
I've heard that. Yeah, I hear the same things.
Yeah, up to $317 million in its fifth week in release. And the new movie 12 Strong debuted in second place with $16.5 million. And that's the movie
that based on a true story.
Yes, it is.
And is it Chris Hemsworth?
Yes, it's Chris Hemsworth. It's a Jerry Bruckheimer movie.
Right. Yes, yeah. And it has to do with the early days of the American involvement in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. And I pause because I feel like there was no press for this movie. Am I completely wrong about that? There was no press. I haven't even seen a trailer for this movie.
I saw a trailer, but I saw it in a theater when I went to see The Post a couple of weeks ago. They showed a trailer for 12 Strong.
Oh, okay. So I feel like they've kind of buried this movie. And at third place is Den of Thieves that has Gerard Butler in it. And this is another movie. I mean, well, it's January. This is the time when studios notably dump.
My 24-year-old daughter went to see Den of Thieves mostly because who's in it with Gerard Butler?
Oh, 50 Cent.
That was a drawing card for people her age. She liked it. I wouldn't go. It's not for me, but she enjoyed it.
She enjoyed it, all right. Endorsed by Donnie's 20-something-year-old
daughter. 24-year-old daughter who, thought, 50 Cent, I gotta go see a movie with 50 Cent in it. Sometimes that's all it takes.
Oh, I know, I know. Sometimes
go see a movie with a certain person in it. Well, what's it about? I don't care. I just want to see 50 Cent in a movie.
I just want to see 50 Cent. I didn't know that his acting skills were in such demand. Who knows? I feel very old now. Well, The Post is in at number 4 with $12.2 million. That's up to $45 million in this fifth week. And rounding out the top 5, The Greatest Showman. So people are still seeing that. All right, when we come back, more TV, more movies, more anything. We'll be talking lots of stuff, and we'll give you an update on some of the road conditions that are happening with that blizzard out there. We want you to be safe, so stay tuned. We'll keep you company here on the Lori and Julia Show on MyTalk 107.1.